From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo. That announcement coming hours after the last convoy of residents left the city. Staffan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
The next steps, of course, is to look at where do the people who are being evacuated go and whether they, in the winter, will be actually not suffering further. Because some of them have went to West Aleppo, few. Many have gone to the rural part of Aleppo, which is in the armed-controlled areas, in the armed opposition. And therefore, again, a question about how to make sure that the humanitarian aid from the UN can reach them.
U.S. officials say they also remain concerned about the future of those evacuated from Aleppo. Police in Australia say several people allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in Melbourne on Christmas Day have been arrested. Victoria Police Commissioner said the five suspects were self-radicalized and inspired by Islamic State propaganda. He added they plan to attack high-profile locations in the city. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. Spokesman John Kirby gave the U.S. State Department response on the resolution text and the requested postponement.
As I understand it, those discussions are still ongoing, so we'll just have to wait and see what the results of those consultations are. To see if the text moves forward. I honestly don't know if or when a vote will be rescheduled.
And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urging the Obama administration to vote against the resolution. This is VOA News. A manhunt continuing across Europe for Tunisian-born Anis Amri in connection with this week's deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin.
Wir können Ihnen heute mitteilen, dass es zusätzliche Hinweise gibt.
Germany's Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière has confirmed Amri's fingerprints have been found in the vehicle's cab. Meantime, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she is confident that the German people can overcome the threat of terrorism. Merkel, who has come under fire for her immigration policies, said that Germany realizes it is a target of terrorism, but being confronted with deaths and injuries on her own citizens is something completely different. U.S. President-elect Trump's staff has moved to clarify a statement made by Mr. Trump about bolstering America's nuclear capabilities. He tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such a time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump transition spokesman Jason Miller said Mr. Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. President-elect Trump issued the comments on Twitter at about the same time Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense team that Russia needs to strengthen the military potential of its nuclear forces. And U.S. President-elect Trump has also chosen a China critic, Peter Navarro, to head a new White House team. Office on Trade, Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Mr. Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California, Irvine, who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Trump has praised Navarro's books, which say Chinese government economic policies harm the American middle class. There is a new study out there that says that heavy usage of social media can lead to depression. Writing in the journal Computers and Human Behavior, researchers from the U.S. University of Pittsburgh say the use of multiple platforms is associated with depression and anxiety among young adults. However, researchers say they are not sure why heavy use of social media drives depression and anxiety.
That's the latest world news from VOA.